Welcome to Girlfriends in the Word. I'm Lisa Dorr.
And I'm Robin Eschbach.
And we hope you'll journey with us through the Bible. We'll share scripture, a devotional, have a lively discussion, and close our time together in prayer.
We hope you'll be encouraged and able to live out what we talk about on the program, and even do it today.
Thanks for tuning in. Let's get started. Robin, hey, it's great to be back.
And hi, Lisa.
Here we are again. We're in the Book of Numbers. We are cruising through.
That's right, we're trucking.
So we've got Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus. Now today we're going to talk about Numbers.
Cool.
So let's jump right in. This is a nice long one, long devotional. So it's Numbers 1, 2 through 3. Take a census of the whole Israelite community by their clans and families, listing every man by name one by one. You and Aaron are to number by their divisions all the men of Israel 20 years old or more who are able to serve in the army. A census counting all the 20-year-olds was to be taken by Moses and Aaron, counted and put into divisions. Imagine this huge task. It's not like today where you receive in the mail a form requiring you to fill it out and return it. How on earth would Moses and Aaron complete this task? It seems overwhelming. Many things in life seem overwhelming. I think sometimes we look at the big picture, or maybe just I do, but I look at the big picture and I get discouraged, or I disqualify myself because it's too big, or I think I can't do it. What if we were to just move forward in obedience to what God is hearing, what He's telling us to do, and just take one step at a time? What if we just trusted God for each one of those steps and not look too far ahead? It's great to plan, and it's great to set goals. But what if we are truly surrendered to God? We must follow Him to lead us, and that may mean changing our plans. But more important, I think it means depending on Him instead of our own ability, looking to Him to lead us each step of the way and not looking or planning even for that big picture. Moses and Aaron had a big job ahead of them. Noah had a big job ahead of him. All of them could have said, "That's too big, that's impossible, that will take too long." We don't know what they said. Maybe they did grumble. They may have said these things, but even if they did, we have the account of them in the Bible, obeying God, moving forward, trusting Him every step of the way, and we see the completed project. Perseverance is a good word, but so is obedience, humility, and trusting God, one step at a time.
That's right, one step at a time. That's what it's going to take, because if you look at the whole picture of life, boy, can you be overwhelmed. I'm amazed how much I'll be like, oh, what am I going to do? Why did I ever say I would do this? How many times have I said that?
Yes.
Because I'm a wholehearted person.
Yes.
I like to, you know, give me the idea, let something pop into my head, let me have a conversation with a girlfriend, and I'm all in. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I'm all in. I'm your girl.
Yeah.
That's my big line. Mm-hmm. And I can get myself in such trouble because my carnal person says, I can do it, and let's have fun, and let's do it. But my spirit man, you know, the thing that God is working in my heart says, I only want you to do these specific things, and I want you to do it well.
Mm-hmm.
So it really has created in my own personal life, because I want to do it all, mm-hmm. and I really can't, you know, that's crazy thinking. I've had to really pray and say, God, help me to know what I should do that you want me to do. Let me do what's on your heart.
Mm-hmm.
Let me do your dreams rather than my dreams, my agenda. And I'm amazed how much in life, as I'm trying to kind of, you know, walk through this life, what areas that I should go in and what areas I should mm-hmm. not go in.
I know just what you mean, Robin. I know sometimes I'll get these grandiose ideas. You know, I'm great at starting. I hear my friend, and your friend too, Tabitha Deller. We just love her to pieces.
That's
and she
right.
will sometimes say, you know, I'm great at starting something, but not always great at finishing. And that's a lot of how I can be too. I'll mm-hmm. get really excited and, man, I can have my hand in the air volunteering for something faster than anything. And then I'm looking at my hand in the air going, is that my hand? Like, am I really volunteering for that? You know, I can be a yes person all over the place. And, you know, it's great to be available. We've talked about that before. We want to be available for God and we want to help people. We want to be a servant. We want to have a servant's heart. But we really can't do everything. I mean, not everything in a day, not everything even in a month on the calendar. You know, we can get ourselves too busy. And I know Lisa Turkhurst wrote a great book several years ago, Her Best Yes. And we really need to do that because when you think about it, you're saying no to something when you're saying yes to something else. So we want to make it our best yes. We want to make sure that it is God ordained and that we're following Him, that it's in His plan for us to do. And that's where our strength is going to come from. That's where our creativity is going to come from. And so we want to follow Him. You know, mm-hmm. we just don't want to be running ahead. Oh, I can do that. I can do that. I can, you know.
That's right. Because as godly women, mm-hmm. you know, we need to just have a avenue that we're walking on, something mm-hmm. that we can trust. And I think about, you know, the way God uses things and places to help direct us where to go. Like, what should we be a part of? Mm-hmm. And so many times He uses our relationships. Mm-hmm. You know, I'll have a conversation with somebody or my hands will just be tied. I have to be with my mother or I will go visit my grandma or mm-hmm. lady in church. And God uses our friendships.
He does.
Our girlfriends and our conversations. I can tweak something or I'll think completely different after I've met with somebody and thought, mm-hmm. you know, I'm going to make that a matter of prayer because I never thought of it that way.
Mm-hmm.
And He uses our revelations as we read the Word.
Mm.
We finish the Word and we're just soaking or listening to worship music and we're like, God, I'm going to choose to be thankful and mm. I'm going to rejoice in this moment. And all of a sudden, we have an idea of what could help the situation better. There's mm-hmm. that wisdom, that
yes.
godly wisdom that comes in.
Oh, that's so good.
And then many times I think, you know, that anointing, like before we got on the radio, we prayed and said, God, anoint us.
Yeah.
Which is such a godly word, such mm-hmm. a spiritual word for our spirit man.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, that You would have Your favor for us, God,
yes.
that You would help us to do what you want us to do. And
yeah.
That anointing really, really counts. My dad always said, you know, anointing doesn't start the minute the radio is clicked on and you're mm. doing your devotional. The anointing starts in the morning, early in the morning when you got up. You know, mm. all the things you talked about, all the things that you watched on TV and the things you listened to and the conversations that you had, the times you chose to gossip or not gossip,
mm.
all that folds into the anointing while you're doing the ministry.
That is beautiful. And I'm so glad you brought that up, Robin. I know on the way over here, we were talking a little bit about your dad and just the preciousness of it. And earlier today, you had gotten a call from your mom. It's kind of going off the path here a little bit, but I'm sure the listeners would love to know how your mom's doing. Would you like to share just a little bit about yourself and your mom, how your family is journeying here on earth while your dad is in heaven rejoicing?
That's right. We've both lost our dad.
We did.
Which is
yeah.
an interesting time for to talk about. But, you know, God is so faithful.
Amen.
I'm amazed how deep grief is and how it has connected my family so well. It takes a village.
Mm-hmm.
Like, everybody kind of contributes to these moments of sadness and the moments we're missing him and the moments we talk and tell funny stories about him.
Mm-hmm.
And it's endearing. I think my mom is doing very good. She has had like a spark of independence. She's still living in her own place, driving a
nice.
Car. And she said, I'm going to figure out who my girlfriends are again. And,
there you go.
And I'm going to find myself at church and I'm going to be independent. And I'm so proud of her because there's new things that happen once, you know, mm-hmm. things change up. And I'm so thankful. God, you know, God says that He places the lonely in family. He places those that are hurting in the family to be cared for a place to belong.
Mm-hmm.
And I think our role in our families is very important.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
it's that unconditional love.
Yeah.
And it's that support. And it's just a beautiful way to be able to honor somebody like my dad,
mm-hmm.
because he did. I still say, you know what Dad used to say?
Yeah,
and I'll say his little tidbits, because he was always full of wisdom, saying, Robin, when you do this, he goes, when you bring out that patio, he goes, you need to put it in your yard right where you're, because I was going to put it way at the end of the yard. We were out in the yard a lot. And he said, you know, you need to put that patio, that little table and chairs right outside your front door. He goes, that's where you're going to come out. And I thought, you know what, Dad, that is so smart. You know, why put it way off in La La Land? You can't get over there, but you put it right in the center of things. He forever pulled things into the center of the room. Mm-hmm. So it could be the focal point. It could be where the gathering was. It could be the important moment. He was on purpose placing things there. And I think in life and just in mm-hmm. general, the position that we put things in really count for making it anointed and making it something very spiritual in our life, rather than just whatever happened.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I wanted to say one last thing on another thing that enables us to succeed is just the favor of the Lord.
Amen.
And you know, when people say, you know, I had the favor of mm-hmm. the Lord, and I've looked at that in the last couple of weeks, just saying to myself, you know, how can I get more of the favor of the Lord? And mm-hmm. and I think favor is wrapped up in obedience.
Mm.
Because God loves everybody, right? He loves everybody the same.
Mm-hmm.
But favor is different.
Yes,
you know, when
is.
You have the favor of the Lord on you, you've been obedient to something he has asked you to do.
Interesting.
And so every time you say yes mm-hmm. to the Lord, or a no, whatever is mm-hmm. the obedient part mm-hmm, of it, mm-hmm. the favor of the Lord comes upon you.
Mm-hmm.
And so we walk in these blessings. And I look at my father's life and I just think, yeah. he had the favor of mm-hmm. the Lord. And all along the way, he was saying, God, help me. And then he was carrying out what God was asking him to do, which brought favor into his life. And so the legacy of that, I'm like, God, I want your favor.
Amen.
And then God's like, yeah, all right. Well, where's the sacrifice? Let's see what you're going to do. As I'm asking you, mm-hmm. I got a big job for you to do, Robin.
Yeah.
Let's see you do it. Because I've made you a courageous woman.
Mm-hmm.
And you can walk through those ways in a spirit realm.
Mm-hmm.
And you can find favor and live in blessing,
mm-hmm.
even in the most difficult circumstances, mm-hmm. like your dad would pass away
yes.
in a moment that you weren't expecting it.
Right.
And yet in that, I could still journey with joy, which mm-hmm. gives me hard work.
Mm-hmm.
And I could still journey with peace in my life, because I know my mom's going to be okay.
Yeah.
Because we have each other. Mm-hmm. We like to text and talk, and we mm-hmm. go for dinner. Now we do girl things that, you know,
Sweet.
My dad's not around to be a part of anymore. Mm-hmm. And so we kind of just scooted everything into a new category. And that is exciting to me.
It is exciting. That is beautiful. And I'm so glad you brought that up about favor. I went through a time recently where the Lord really sifted that out for me, the difference between, and you said it a little bit too, you know, the difference between his love, mm-hmm. which is steadfast and unconditional. But favor is conditional. And I love that you pointed it out, that it does depend on our obedience. There's blessings in that obedience. And that's where we find his favor.
Mm.
And I had mixed it up a little bit in a season where I wasn't feeling his favor, but his steadfast love was there for me.
Mm-hmm.
And it's one of those things where you need to then stop what you're doing, stop what you're thinking. That's what I had to do, and say, okay, God, why am I not experiencing your favor? Mm-hmm. And I think it's just like you said, maybe there was disobedience, something that I was choosing to do or not do that was not giving me his favor.
Mm-hmm.
His love is there. His love is always there. But we have to walk in obedience. And so, you know what? Let's wrap this up with the prayer that's here in this devotional. We want to thank the Father. Father, thank you that you don't require of us more than you enable us to do. Thank you that what you call us to, you provide for us and make a way in the process to build our character, and you help us rely on you. Thank you that we can make plans, but you order our steps. Help us to keep our eyes on you, to listen and follow your voice. Help us to not look at all the steps it will take to accomplish what you're asking us to do, but instead help us to see what we're to do on the step we're on today.